Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi.
Hello. What's going on?
You know, just existing in this hell planet.
Oh my God.
Although today seemed really funny.
Ooh, I mean, I was work and work mode, and then I just checked the internet, but oh, we'll get into it. What a fucking rootin' tootin' roaring Thursday. Or is it Wednesday? I don't even fucking know.
Rootin' tootin'.
Why is someone calling me from Instagram that I do not know? You missed
the answer it. Chat. Answer it. Answer it.
No, no, there was an accident. It was like a. Hey everyone, you're welcome back to the B List. I'm B. Nolan's back. Nolan Bellavance.
Hey haters.
Podcast.
Get it.
They're like who?
Literally.
What's going on? I had surgery yesterday. Well, a minor, not even surgery. It was like a medical procedure routine, everybody. So don't worry. But
I'm glad we started with that. Just get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. I was so fucking high afterwards. Every time I come out of one of those things, I come up and I'm like insane. I'm like, telling them secrets.
What? You were sending the most deranged text messages.
What did I say? I didn't say it was just crazy.
Crazy in the sense that it was just like a string of letters.
Is it really? I'm looking back right now. Wait, hold on, guys. I have to like go back and then I went shopping like later in the day. I said joke up.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me?
Baby is half high. What? I'm so fucking high. Wow. Jesus Christ. Talking to the doctor and the nurses, if they were my friend Sarah, who knows what that happened? Because Sarah, who listens to the podcast, hi, shout out to Sarah.
Hey, girl.
You know Sarah.
Yeah, remember? We saved her that night at Metro.
We did. No, but the... Yeah, and the conversations that we have, God knows what I could have told that nurse and the doctor, but who knows?
I mean, I'm glad you're not in prison.
Labor Day is this weekend. Oh, no, it's Monday.
Yep. It is. It's a great end to summer, but in LA, that means the beginning of fire season.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
It's going to be 110 this weekend for about 6 days straight.
But you guys have cars with AC and stuff, so I don't understand the complaining because you don't even have to go to the MTA.
But there's probably going to be like blackouts because of the AC. It's a great way to end the summer on fire.
Y'all like to be with nature anyway, so just deal with it. We don't really do blackouts well in New York. You picked a hotel.
I booked a hotel. I was like, I need central air, room service and a fucking pool.
Wow.
Hotels are fucking cheap here. Low key,
Yeah, because
like if you ever want like a quick weekend, literally. Yeah. There's this thing called resort pass here, and it's any hotel, you pay $35 and you can use their pool.
Oh my god, it's like movie pass.
Yeah, but then there's also options. Some hotels have like rooms, like it's called day room.
That is so
fucking... You have access to a hotel room in the pool for 5 hours.
Y'all are nasty.
Literally for prostitutes.
Yeah, or me.
I mean, I'm booking one. I have one booked for Saturday.
I'm going to Fire Island one last little trip this summer. Kiss it goodbye. You know, I was watching Licorice Pizza for the first time last night. Kind of hits, but didn't finish it yet.
Yeah, same.
It's so long. Like, that's the thing.
I'm interested because I like that shit and I like him and all those people. Like, it looks nice. Like, I'm like, but I'm also like, I don't know. It feels like the type of movie that like you should watch like with someone.
Yeah,
so that you can actually pay attention. But like by myself, I'm like, you know, I can't watch it. I have no attention span when I'm by myself, especially if you're something like that.
Soundtrack hits.
Yeah.
Soundtrack fucking hits, y'all.
I feel like I know so much about this movie for not having seen it.
Yes, exactly. I feel the same way. I didn't even fucking finish it. But cute, you know, y'all check it out and watch half of it like I did. Heim. Miss Heim. What a fucking era that was. But do you remember how much I like loved them at the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I still do. It's like
me. Oh, yeah. Hits. We live.
Loved.
I mean, yeah. The new stuff I've
2013. Yeah, no, I'm not a.
Was like
I'm not a festival girly like, like that.
No, so. But the new stuff, yeah, I don't even like pay attention to. That first album was like iconic.
But I was listening to the first album at the gym today after seeing Licorice Pizza because I was like, oh, remember Heim? And songs hit forever, hits forever. So
yeah. I don't know no song titles, but I think I know which one you're talking about.
I've never heard a song named
It's that one, right?
Consider this, though. I've never heard a song forever that doesn't hit forever. Like Cardi B's Forever. If a girl and me have beef, we gonna be forever, forever. Also, Heim's Forever. Also, Forever by Drake, Eminem, Lil Weezy, and I think Kanye's on it. It's from their basketball documentary. Hits. If you heard it, you'd be like, I know what the song is because it fucking hits.
Forever it's, Young.
Yeah. I've never heard a song with the word forever or just named forever that does not fucking hit. Y'all, prove me wrong. Forever by the Spice Girls, their final goodbye song.
Viva Forever.
Viva Forever. No, but then also, wait. Oh, no. That was called Goodbye. But Viva Forever, though, still
Viva
hits.
Viva Forever, yeah.
So... Yeah.
Viva forever. I'll be waiting.
So sad seeing these photos of Wendy.
Which part do you think is the saddest?
I love her. I'm not going to talk about it, because y'all know how much I fucking love her. That's my fucking girl.
I didn't realize there was a skin situation.
Okay, let's not do it because I'm not trying to look at like.
I'm not trying either. I just didn't realize.
I love her. I love Wendy. I hope she gets better. The
you know podcast what?
Don't I... look like it ain't gonna be shit, but you obviously know I'm already gonna be listening to it every time an episode drops. Well, that's you guys, the
thing. It's like I hear all this crazy shit about her, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, yet the videos that I do see, like she's standing, she's capable of forming sentences.
Yeah, well,
like, what the fuck is going on though? Can you not talk about it? Are you contractually obliged not to?
I can't. It's too sad. Stacey Dash.
Oh, come on.
From Clueless, the Trumper, gun fanatic, extremist right wing, confused mixed girl from Clueless,
with a who knows
who I was like. Obsessed with when I was growing up because I was like, "Who looks like me?" Yeah,
like low key.
Mm-hmm. She just found out today that DMX died last year in April.
Oh no!
so insane.
I didn't realize either.
Shut up. Yeah, you texted me. You were like, DMX died?
I thought he had like a TV show.
I need to make y'all a list so that everybody knows who died, because I can tell you who died and
but
who didn't.
I do feel like now that I like know again, it does like, I feel like it's coming back to me. I don't know. I smoked too much weed.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Where to start? Billy Eichner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's start here.
He was talking to Variety about the significance of his new film, Bros. If you guys don't know what Bros is, it's basically a rom-com, a gay rom-com about two white men that look like twins that fall in love. Two masculine white gay. You know, it's just like, anyways. He said, in quote, this is not an indie film. This is not some streaming thing which feels disposable. I needed to appreciate that this is a historic moment and somehow you're at the center of it. You helped create it.
I want to know who he's talking to.
In third person.
He said in the middle of that sentence, he switches from, like, is he talking about himself quick now in third person, or is he talking about us? Or is
he being like himself?
Like, yeah, it's like
he's not saying that I'm the center of anything. He's centering himself.
It's very like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was reading this. I was like, baby, what is this? I was never, listen. Well, first off, the reason that this is so problematic, right, is because literally months before Fire Island came out on streaming on Hulu, which is like written by an Asian American.
It's a dig,
but I don't even think he was like, it might have been a subconscious thing, because nobody would obviously go out and start talking this way, like ruining your film success before the film even fucking comes out. Like, anybody that was gonna see that movie is gonna wait till that movie comes out on streaming. Now who's 100%. Really laughing? Now, who's laughing now?
The movie should still be going streaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I saw the trailer for it in the theater last week before seeing, what did I see? Oh my God, I forgot what I saw, whatever. But the audience was like mixed. I was clocked the audience. Like, I was sitting in the front, so I'm like very aware. Like, so it was very much like,
is that, what's the name of a demographic? What's the demographer?
Demographer?
Isn't there someone who studies demographics? Is a stenographer? No. No, the stenographer is a you guys, they're going to eat me up in the comments.
Anyway,
I don't even know what a demographer is. I don't know the person to do the thing. I don't know.
Anyways, everyone in the audience when the trailer ended was like audibly groaning. And there have been like reports that obviously like homophobes are having like a strong reaction to this, which is like obviously. Like,
there are reports that homophobes are having a moment in American culture.
Oh my
today.
God! You know, it's like we can't like base everything off of one homophobe. Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. But regardless, I was also like hyper aware in that environment of like how specific the humor in the film is, because I was with people who were straight but are very like queer and queer friendly, and they were even like, what does that mean? Like, it's, and I was even like, oh, this movie is like, it's kind of, and it's like derogatory towards straight people openly,
they don't get that.
Gay
unless
people, unless you're like very close to gay people, you understand that it's like kind of a joke. It's a joke.
Like Sarah, that's like Sarah's thing. Like Sarah would get that, but then like normal person.
My family gets that. Like, all of my straight friends get that when I like, it's a humorous thing, but like to a greater audience, I don't think that like type of humor works. The whole movie just seems like Billy Eichner's centered struggle with
love,
like
poem to himself,
being ugly and then now not being ugly and like making that funny somehow. And like how he has like a vendetta against like straight people. Like, that's literally what I'm seeing. Because it's just internalized homophobia. In the whole trailer, he's like, oh, but I'm so ugly. And like, why do I have to be attracted to hot men? And I'm like, this is the cultural moment. Okay. Sure. I don't think so. Anyways, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. And what's more is in the article, they were talking a lot about the only real examples of rom-coms. Well, I guess they were talking about all the examples of female rom-coms like Sleepless in Seattle, Bridget Jones's Diary. And just like saying that there's no gay male version, but it's just like, I know, but it's like, he's talking about it as if he's like starring in the gay Purple Rain, Purple,
literally.
I said not Purple Rain. I was trying to say the color purple. Why are you going to beat me up when he's coming? I said, just do what you're saying. I've had like one glass of wine, you guys. Just let me do me. Okay. No, he's talking about it like fucking like,
like he invented being gay. Like, he literally is like, homophobia is over.
But it's like literally search centering yourself in something that you have no business centering yourself. You're not the first queer person that's ever made a rom-com. By the way, my favorite gay rom-com ever, which by the way is almost over 20 years old now. Well, actually, there's actually quite a few gay rom-coms. I think my favorite would probably
be I'm a Cheerleader.
Oh, I like Beautiful Thing.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful Thing's great.
Great. If you guys haven't seen it, it's older, but you know, it's like 90s, so it's like not even that old. It's like early
2000s. But that, I mean, case in point
that it's been people doing this
forever.
Yeah,
like
y'all go check Beautiful Thing.
It is very cute.
My second favorite gay rom-com, by the way, before we get off this, Broken Hearts Club, which actually stars Billy Porter before he was in Pose. It's also from the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got like a ton
You have the deepest repertoire of like 90s movies, especially really rom-coms. So like, it's insane.
A minute.
Like, you'll clock something and I'm like, what?
Broken Hearts Club kind of hits a little bit. It's not like great quality film, you guys, but worth a check out, because like I said, there's not that many queer films, but there are some. All and Billy Eichner's not the first.
All of these... Yeah, these are all the films. It's so funny when you think about like how many movies get released like every week, and like they're you know it's only the ones that succeed that go on to like be remembered. But like the movies have been released like this for like fucking decades. Like I love going back and watching like B-list movies that were released side to side with like blockbusters. Yeah. But literally like you can't even find them on streaming.
Yeah,
but like half of them aren't bad. But like they star like people that you're like, oh. Why? Like, those movies are actually fucking good.
Yeah. Wait, so real quick. Random string of questions. What's your favorite gay rom-com then?
But I'm a Cheerleader.
Okay, yeah. Favorite rom-com?
Oh.
That's hard, right?
You might have to edit this. I need like a minute to think. Like, just make it be like, oh, and then I'm
well, quick. I'll tell you mine instead of, because I hate editing. wait, my favorite.
Love. Edit that.
My favorite rom-com is, it's tough, but it's going to be Bridget Jones's Diary, I think. I think that it's also the book is not, kind of hits too. I don't know, for what it is.
Honestly, I think my this may be controversial because it's like teenagers, but Clueless is my favorite rom-com.
Yeah.
And if you want to fucking fight me on whether or not that is a romantic,
it's a rom-com.
She fucking falls in love with her stepbrother. There's nothing more romantic.
Well, then that by that measure, then like Pretty in Pink would be one of my absolute favorite.
Of course. Yeah, so Pretty in Pink, Pretty Woman. I think Pretty Woman.
I was gonna say Pretty Woman too.
Yeah, that's definitely like you can't fight with that movie. There's no like if you don't like that movie, like
did you guys
you can burn?
Yeah, you're just a hater.
Like burn in hell.
Pretty Woman script actually had her dying at the end. It was a totally different. It wasn't a romantic comedy.
She had AIDS, right?
No. I think she got killed by a John or something, or maybe had a drug overdose.
Oh yeah, it was a drug overdose.
But it was a totally different film, and then they changed the ending and made it into a romantic comedy. Thank God! Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So many films are like written as something completely different, and then.
Did you also know that Willem Dafoe was supposed to star in her role?
Nope. Hell yeah!
But there's like a GIF. There's a it's really
You guys, there's a whole GIF going around of like they replaced Julia Roberts' face with Willem Dafoe's. It's so sick. I actually saw it last night. That's
crazy.
So weird.
It like works so perfectly that it's really uncomfortable.
Okay, favorite rom-com actress.
Wait, say that again.
Favorite rom-com actress?
Oh, definitely Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Because she does like all of them. Like she's done like 12 of them. And she always plays Sweet Home Alabama. Like, I live for that shit. She's so like cute.
I think I'm just going to say Julia Roberts.
Yeah. I mean, Runaway Bride, please.
Yeah, please. Like, soundtrack hits too, y'all. Soundtrack fucking hits.
Richard Gere is so hot.
Yeah. Favorite rom-com actor, love interest. Rom-com, did I say actor rom-com? Rom-com actor / love interest.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Wait, from?
Failure to Launch.
Never even saw it. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's awful, but it's kind of iconic. Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think mine is going to be either Paul Rudd or Andrew McCarthy.
I would fuck both of their dicks off, yeah.
Euphoria is on a downward spiral. In one week, we have watched three of their main stars all get fucking. Are they canceled?
Three
of them.
Who? I thought I knew Barbie.
Okay, so Barbie Ferreira abruptly announced her departure from the Euphoria series.
Honestly,
this week.
I wasn't that surprised and I wasn't that upset.
They said she's not coming back. I said, did she ever come back after season one?
I mean, good for her. Go do your thing. She's in a new movie. She's going to be in a Marvel film. She's going to be fine.
All these old Tumblr posts apparently came up about her using...
Oh, yeah. I've heard weird things about her.
Yeah.
She's like Sky Ferreira's sister. There's like... She's like an LA kid. Like I know people that know her.
Well, she was an American Apparel model, too, at one point. That's how I knew her face. I was like, she looked a lot different. But
did you ever model when you worked there?
Once, but it never made it to...
It just made it into Dove's private collection.
Shut up! No! Yeah, just a little tickle of photos.
Ew!
No, guys, shut up.
Deck. Oh, wait. Who were the other two that your sound? You sound weird.
No.
You're going to have to edit this out, bitch.
Wait. Sorry, y'all. My mic keeps... Wait.
Is it's better now, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hunter Schaefer.
Wait, who?
She's leaving? Slope. No, but her downward slope began early last week when Hunter apparently endorsed an anti-non-binary post on Instagram. There was a really lengthy post that basically blamed non-binary people for the lack of medical treatment provided to trans people following reports that Florida will not allow people to use Medicaid to pay for gender-affirming surgeries there. So not only did Hunter... Am I sorry? Am I misgendering Hunter? Wait. Yeah.
No,
Hunter.
She's
okay. Yeah. She basically liked the post and commented 5 exclamation points underneath the post. Just not a good look when you're a member of the LGBTQ community.
She liked it. And then the comment was five exclamation points.
Just basically blaming non-binary.
It's very ambiguous.
I don't know.
It's a very ambiguous.
You don't like it and then do that.
To publicly, I know, you know what I mean, but like only like just being exclamation points, it's like what, like that can be construed very in a lot of different ways. Like I'm not surprised that people are like, ooh, controversial.
Because when I do an exclamation point,
I'm
hype.
Well, 100%. But also sometimes
I'm not leaving exclamation points if I want to fight.
It's just, I do. But I also usually follow it with like, I'm gonna fucking fuck you.
Y'all, I was commenting something about Jin Shah on some stupid, because I can't help it. But when I see something and I commented in the comments, some person was trying to fight with me about it. They were like, well, basically, Jin Shah was talking about Lisa Barlow. She's going off on her online and she's saying that Lisa Barlow called Jin Shah's son the N-word and all of this crazy shit. I'm like, girl, if all this happened, why you been trying to be friends with her for the past 3 seasons? If she called your son,
if all this happened, out of here. Why weren't you filming? I want to see that.
Like, what the fuck? Like, someone starts fighting with me.
I hate it when
Shaw has demented fans. Like Erica Jane and Jin Shaw, y'all have the most fucked up, weirdest fans. And I just block bitches. Oh,
it's
time
like,
for this.
It's like people who still like,
broke.
It's like Trump supporters. Like that. You like that person.
If you're a Jin Shaw fan, super fan, you're probably broke. Probably, you know, I don't really want to talk to you. Leave me alone.
Yeah, there's gonna be an apologist for it for
but everyone. I'm not like a Jinshaw hater either. Like, I'm just kind of like, but super fans of Jinshaw, it's like fucking weird. It's like, you're not getting paid, you're not on her street team. She's going to jail for like 11 years. Like,
yeah, I'm not a hater, but I'm also like,
but it's also criminal, like, well, how would Joko be you're a criminal? Like, how are you like, being super hype about it? It's
like, I'm not like that into criminals.
Yeah,
like, I'm just not.
Yeah,
like, you know, I don't know. To me, yeah, the way I was raised, there's a standard. And prison. No, but being in prison is not a standard. I like, it's like, you're a criminal.
Yeah,
you defrauded people knowingly. Like,
yeah, well, not everybody's in prison that's a criminal, but that's a whole other good pink.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that. Don't
put fucking
words in my mouth.
Sydney Sweeney, who plays Cassie on the show, threw her mom a hoedown themed 60th birthday extravaganza.
This is so stupid.
I know.
Keep going.
Despite not making any political statements herself, other partygoers in the photos were donning like Make 60 Great Again red hats. Someone was also wearing what looked like a Blue Lives Matter shirt in direct,
which I think is her
Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Either way, bitch, it's like, don't put this up. Like, you know what, you know how Twitter is. Like,
the thing is, though, like, my entire family is conservative, and like,
yeah,
it's not something that I would like ever think twice about, like, being insecure about posting, because like, mm-hmm, ultimately, like, people are different, and yeah, fucking, yeah, yeah, that's her family, so whatever. It's not like she's fucking people need to calm the fuck down.
No, like, it's not even like a red hat for me. Like, it's not the red hat. Like, I don't really give a shit about that, because there's gonna be Trump supporters no matter what. Because them bitches.
Literally, that's the thing. It's like her mom's 60th birthday. Like,
but it's the Blue Lives Matter shit. It's like,
of course,
literally just
but
a counter thing to like Black Lives Matter. It's just like
having
so much more.
I have an older brother and a father who are both extremely right wing. Like, they've been like completely red pilled and are like vehemently racist. And like, that's just a reality that some people are like that. And like, it's really fucking impossible to bring someone back when they've gone that far into like hatred. And I don't know her relationship with her, with that man. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't talk about it. I don't talk to my father. I've disowned him because of the way that he chooses to live his life. And I've made it very clear with him. We don't know that she hasn't had those conversations with her family. Like, the whole thing is just like, oh my God, you have conservative family members. You must be a Republican. It's like, sometimes people just need to put their phones
for the euphoria. Yeah, people do need to go outside and touch some grass. But it was just a mess, because then she was back on social media at people. It's just like, oh no. But I think
I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's like,
do you think euphoria peaked? I think so.
Wait, you sound quieter.
Do I?
Your audio. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Did it not change?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. Yeah. Just sounded a little quieter.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
You think
you've... Sorry, guys.
Love. Good luck editing that out. No, leave it in. You bloopers and all. Raw and uncut. Like my dick.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys. I hope the euphoria hasn't peaked yet, but...
I don't think it's peak. Like, I don't understand, like, why...
filming the new season.
It's so not peaking. It's not peaking.
It ain't peaking.
It's not. It's like, it's a little, I'm actually like a little, this season was great, but I'm also like, I really want Rue's evolution to like go somewhere else at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm interested to see what they'll do with that character more than I am anyone else. Because her character, she seems to be the reason there's a show, but I'm also a little bit like, okay, I'm kind of bored of you now.
There was a Less Than Zero. If you guys don't know Less Than Zero, it's one of my favorite books. It's such an easy read. It's from Bret Easton Ellis. It's actually his first published novel.
It was like before he got crazy.
Before he got crazy. But it's like a great book. And it they were going to turn
it's a fucking Hulu series.
And Clay, the main character, was going to be played by Ethan from Euphoria. But the show was great.
Oh, the cutie.
Yep, the cutie. And the then Barbie's but then boyfriend. They just pulled the plug on it. And I feel like that's because of Euphoria's success, because the shows would be very similar. So,
oh, yeah, totally.
You know, it would didn't make that, no sense to have both of them on the air at the same time. But if you guys don't know Less Than Zero, y'all check it out. But it's such an easy read.
It's like a, it's basically like a prequel. There's characters in it that are in American Psycho and
Rules of Attraction.
Rules of Attraction, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like he has like a mini universe.
Yeah, it's like
DC. He's also like a psychopath.
Marvel Comics. He is fucking psychopath. Speaking of psychopaths, Michael Cohen, the man behind, the man behind all of
here we go,
New York's hottest gay nightclubs. Not at all, you guys. But I was sitting at dinner the other night with my friend Will Davis. Shout out Will. And as we're sitting there having dinner on Friday, all of a sudden someone sends us a NBC News article about Michael Cohen, who was like the party promoter, and he owns a club in Chelsea. If you guys don't know who he is, just Google him. The whole thing's, it's a mess, you guys. It's a roller coaster. But basically, almost over two decades of sexual harassment allegations of what appears to be drugging, groping.
Oh my God.
One person was talking about possible drugging.
Possible. We know. We live through that.
Oh, I didn't get
I'm not personally getting drugged. I've never,
that guy
but,
ever
but that man
me. Yeah. But the stories, yeah. This is not something new. But wow, the world really shook. I was oh my God, they finally got his ass. You guys, he's
I haven't lived in New York for like 8 years. So like he's in my mind, like, yeah, it was like the creepy guy that like you kind of wanted to be on the good side of, because you knew that like he would let cute people in.
Yeah.
But you were also like, if he speaks to me or touches me, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
Yeah.
Like, but there was something. He has this energy of like, get on my bad side and you'll be sorry, which is a predator.
Yes, yeah.
And someone who should not be in positions of power, especially around young, impressionable people in a sexualized environment. This man should be in prison. And I really hope that this is how it ends, because he is a predator and he's a Lothario, and it's gross.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
and people have been like, he is the reason why when I don't go to gay bars anymore because of past traumas like this. Like, literally, when I think of going out now, it's because of men like him that have put me in a position of like, I don't want to be in places where someone will unwarrantedly touch me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it affects people more in ways that like you can never imagine, and I hope that he fucking pays for it.
And it's the racism for me, the blatant like racism where at the door policies were like, if you're brown,
my God,
if you're Asian, you'll pay $250 to get in, after white people were walking in for free. I mean, I've seen it with my own eyes, you guys. I told people to stop going to this place a long time ago. Everyone was like, oh my God,
that was so shocking. Like, shocking, not shocking.
Crazy that it could still happen today.
Oh, I mean, that's what I mean. It's not like I'm not shocked, because it's like I'm not blind to the way that things obviously like work in the world, unfortunately. But like, it's shocking because it's like you're still this. It's you're getting worse as culture is getting better.
Yeah,
which just means that like you're. Like, you're just pummeling further into criminality.
Yeah.
You know, like you're like, that is very illegal what he's doing. And it's like provable. It's like
It's kind of like Donald Trump, like spiraling
exactly
to his like as more and more photos keep coming up from the literal FBI records and shit. Like his tweets are getting more and more unhinged, which we'll get to in a second. But real quick, before we get off the Michael Cohen thing, apparently there's a man behind the account, the Instagram account, My Motel 23 Reality, which Motel 23 was Michael's last club that apparently closed down for quote unquote renovations when all of this stuff kind of came out. But he's spoke to NBC News and he said that he had never met Michael Cohen before. So he went to the door with, I think it was a black friend, he said. Yeah, a black friend. And he got into the nightclub for free. But then right after him, they told his friend that they would charge him $250 for admission. He said, "You're going to want to let us in for free or else I will shut down your club." And Michael Cohen replied, "I'd like to see you try."
Well,
he said 2 weeks later, the man created My Motel 23 Reality. Within days, they had received a flood of messages with allegations and personal accounts of all this stuff that apparently Michael Cohen had been doing to people.
Like, fuck around and
find out. Yeah, y'all better appreciate the internet. Oh my God.
And just like appreciate the fact that like people... Whoa. Nowadays, you fucking lunatic, do not stand for that shit anymore. Like,
how will literally end your life in 5 seconds. If you say something bad about Beyonce, they'll find your social security number. It's over.
Like kids these days are not dumb.
But you know what? The kids are all right.
They're fucking
shit. We would have been doing
literally. That's why I see it. I'm like, that's why it's so shocking. You know, like it's dumb. You're so dumb.
You got K-pop stands on TikTok buying out entire fucking Trump rally stadiums to embarrass his ass on live television. It's amazing. I love it.
I mean,
speaking of Trump, though, he's spiraling.
And I literally am watching like the news is on like next to me, and like I muted the TV a while ago, and like I looked over, and there was just like a plaster on the screen of like 50 Republicans, and the Micron or whatever, it says Silence of the Lambs.
Chiron,
whatever. And Silence of the Lambs, and it's like GOP silent after filing. And it's
there,
like
they're completely
when I look at the TV and I see these like things,
yeah,
if I was a kid, if this was happening, it would be like those moments of being like, I'm gonna remember this forever. Like, it's so big. Like, yeah, these headlines are big. It's like the DOJ. It's like, fuck, this is getting to the point where we're like, we've been waiting for this. About
politics growing up, but I feel like I was a little bit like it was all over my head because it was just like constant Chiron of the news,
right?
But I don't think my family like watched the news as frequently as I have to for work.
Anyone did.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like what's happening now is something that you would only hear about. If it was like serious enough for everyone to know about.
Yeah.
Like before news was like the cycle.
This is so crazy. Now he's saying that the documents that were they found could possibly have been planted by the FBI. But then he's also arguing that they're declassified. So he's like, so even if they did find something, I declassified it. It's like, wait, what? He's spiraling. He's like the he knows thing about, he's fucked.
Oh, yeah. The thing about him is that it's always, he always says the opposite of what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, like it's always it's gaslighting at every, because he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you cannot shut up, and it's getting you
into so point much more trouble
where you cannot go back from. Like, you cannot, the lawyers that signed
the shit,
all of those documents, those fraudulent documents,
now they have to be
that have been passed, and all of that shit went beyond the judge already. So it's like they agreed, like that's what what's happening is the government is like, are you sure? Are you guys sure?
Okay, let's go.
Fuck around and find out. Merrick
I would
Garland,
love to go work for the DOJ. It's too late in life to go back and switch my path, maybe.
I don't think it is. Like, honestly, I'm revved up and ready to go. Let's go, girls.
You know who also spiraling?
Who?
Lisa Rinna. My bitch is spiraling. You guys, I want to get into it. I want to talk all about Lisa Rinna fucking spiraling, what my fucking personal theory is about what's going on with her and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I want to talk about a few other things. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer just came out, so we want to discuss that. Tamara and Shannon apparently are having another falling out.
The girls are fighting.
Everything's kind of craziness. Selling OC, I actually watched all of it in like one day. I've never watched Selling Sunset. I tried to watch Selling Sunset, but I gave Selling OC a chance because it looks like trashier. And it's pretty good. It's like, it sounds like from what I hear and what I read, it sounds like more drama than Selling Sunset. They got right into it. They don't
the OC is Republicans, so it's gonna be
and it's trash.
They're weirder. And it's weird. Yeah. But like in a good way, I guess. If you're into
it. I want to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You guys can follow Nolan Bellavance on social if you want.
I mean, I'm private, but like, try it.
Yeah, try
fuck
it. You know,
fuck around and find out.
Yeah. At Nolan Bellavance. Oh, wait.
Don't spell it. They have to figure it out. No. It'll be in the show notes.
It actually is.
Like, no one's sitting here and getting a pen out.
Literally, no one.
Hold on real quick.
Rewind that. The web address is patreon.com/theblist. You guys can go subscribe there for the bonus episodes. We're gonna get into it. Can't wait to talk about Lisa Rinna. She's losing it. We'll meet you guys on the B side. Bye. Love you guys. Bye. Happy Labor Day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.